We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy B. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. I think I plugged in everything in the right spot and set the controls for the right level. I've met and debriefed both Beamer and Tony, and Tony and Beamer for equal billing there. So we're ready to go, ready to do a show. I've been off for nearly 3 weeks. That's a lifetime in radio. Hang in there.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Okay, guys, thank you for the welcome home gifts. I really appreciate that as we met an hour before the show. And they showered me with fine gifts. And
we spared no expense.
You shared no expense at all, right. Actually. That's the truth. And thank you, and thank Joe Beamer. How did it work out over the weeks while I was gone? How did the show sound? Everybody do a good job?
Everybody was hard at work and plugging away. Of course, there is no replacement for Sandy Beach.
Well, you're sweet. Thank you for saying that. Mark that up check on the brownie list. Check for Tony on the brownie list. How about you, Mr. Buzzy Beamer?
Yeah, everything was fine, Sandy. As Tony said, you know, when there's a legend on the other side, it's you can't fill those shoes. You just have to fill the 3 hours.
You guys are pathetic.
But, you know, hey, we enjoyed ourselves. We count down the hours till you were back, and so thrilled.
I got some stories to tell. First of all, regarding the trip, these trips, that was the 9th trip. Okay, we got the 10th one coming up in the fall. And what we're finding is the people on the trips are really bonding with each other. In other words, they're happy they're all on a trip, but their friendships being made there that continue through either another trip or, you know, when you get back home, going to lunch or dinner or visiting each other. And I like that. There's a real good feeling of camaraderie on the trips. And this trip had a lot of people who love this radio station. And let me just say this. The Ronald Reagan Library is worth walking to California to see. Okay? It's that good. They started with 25 acres that was donated for the presidential library. Since then, they've had donations of 400 more acres, but they're not going to build anything beyond what they have now. And when you saw the pictures of that of the plane, which we posted, by the way, we had 85,000 hits, not just on the plane, but on the pictures posted, thanks to the woman with a particular set of skills. Her name is Bernadette Pollock. She does all the posting on that. But the plane is in there and beautiful, and the whole front of the building is glass overlooking. You're on the top of a mountain overlooking a canyon. Looks like the plane, if they took the glass out of the front wall, you could just push the plane and it would fly right from there. It was remarkable. If you have any interest at all in the Reagan Library, I think you should do it. Go for it. Now, on the other hand, just random thoughts. Los Angeles, L.A., sucks. I mean, you think of L.A. as glamour, right? And I guess parts of it would be or could be and sometimes are. But as a rule, I think after you visit L.A., you wouldn't want to live there. In fact, I got to ask my friend Phil Arno, who was there for years, what he thought about living in L.A. I was not impressed with Los Angeles at all. They took us on an extensive tour. It was over 4 hours. Of L.A., besides doing other things on the day. San Diego, yeah, still thumbs up. It's right on the border, but it's still thumbs up. San Francisco, of course, my heart belongs in San Francisco somewhat because I work there. but I could do with or without it. Canada, breathtaking vistas. As you go through, when we got on the train and we're going through Canada, just unbelievable. If an artist drew the pictures of what Canada looks like, they would say, come on, you gotta get more real. But it's beautiful, just absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. So the trip, I think, went very well. As I said, our people really getting to bond with each other. But I saw something on the plane that as soon as it happened, I said to Bernadette, I said, I gotta do this on the monologue. I just have to, okay? And it involves WestJet. Now, it's very nice. It's not bad. It's not negative. But it's very funny, okay? WestJet is a Canadian airliner. And very good, by the way. Very good. Our experience with WestJet is top-notch. And this is top-notch, too, except it's a little different, okay? We'll take a break and return. I actually got through the first segment already. News Radio 930, thank you, thank you. More gifts later on Beach & Company. Of course, any talk about the trip would be remiss without me mentioning Barbara Hughes from AAA and her right-hand lady, the lovely Bernadette Pollock. They did a great, great job. There's a gazillion things you have to do on a trip like this, covering two countries and ships and airplanes and all kinds of stuff. So really, really a very good job. Now, I have to tell you this, because first of all, airlines take safety very seriously, and I'm glad they do. Obviously, if you've flown more than once or twice, you know that when they give the instructions of, I don't know, hard things like how to buckle, how to put a buckle together and how to undo it, or the mask, you know, stuff like that, they start their talk and you probably drift away. Now, you shouldn't. You should pay attention because, God forbid, you'll actually need it, okay? So that's what they usually do. And then a couple of years ago, we were on a flight from WestJet, actually, in which the flight attendant, lovely young lady, was doing the words, but she was using body motions, too, with her hands and her shoulders and her smile and her head and all that. And it was great. It was fabulous, okay? So now we're about to get the instructions on a flight home from Toronto, from WestJet, from, let's see, Calgary, okay? And the flight attendant is standing right in front of me, addressing the cabin, okay? She's right there. So I say to her before it starts, I said, do you do that shtick where you know, you kind of dance around? And she said, no, we got a video now. Well, they do. They have a video. And I want to know who is in charge of this video, because here's what I saw. And, of course, maybe it's open to interpretation. It is one of the videos that it's not people in there, it's cartoons. Okay, so they're cartoon people. And as best I could understand it, now I may have misinterpreted, and I'm open for that, but I don't think so. Okay, there is a cartoon guy in the cockpit of an airplane. And suddenly this creature shows up in the, pardon me, in the airplane cockpit. And the cartoon guy tries to wrangle him out of the area. But it's not really a creature. It's a chicken. Pardon me. It is a chicken. And the cartoon guy is keeping the cartoon chicken out of the controls so that the plane stays safely. Say a couple things.
It sounds like one of those Adventures of Chicken Man from the old KB days.
It is.
The way they put it together.
But the problem is the concept of WestJet having a security chicken just tickled me. And while she was explaining other things after the film was over, I couldn't stop laughing. And it was my million-dollar Sandy Beach radio laugh. I could not stop laughing. I was mortified because this is a serious thing. But I'm thinking, why would an airline have a security chicken? First of all, I said to Bernie, I whispered in her ear, how did the chicken get past security to get on the plane in the first time? And then why did the chicken go to the cockpit? Yeah. You know? And stuff like this. And I'm thinking, maybe this is a corporate symbol or something. WestJet's a fine airline. I love flying WestJet. They're very good. But who made the decision, no, let's not have the ladies have some fun there. And let's instead have a cartoon of a security chicken. So they were trying to get the chicken out of the cockpit, and I think the guy finally won. But I don't know why they did that. Can you figure out?
Yes, I can.
Poultry in the cockpit does not work.
Not to offend any religion, any race.
You're probably right. I didn't even think of that. Tony,
this is Canada. This is political correctness.
Home run, Tony. You're probably right. It is Canada. Oh, by the way, in casual conversations during the course of the trip in Canada, of course, we deal with a lot of Canadian people. The healthcare came up because we weren't doing radio there, believe me, but it came up. Do you know what the average stay at an emergency room at a major city in Canada is?
No clue.
The emergency room. They rush you in there. 36 hours. 36 hours. I was talking to somebody that works in healthcare in Canada, and she said in Edmonton, she named a big major trauma center, it's a 36-hour wait in the emergency room. So for those of you who think maybe we should adapt the Canadian view, maybe we ought to get more information about it before we jump on board.
Yeah, maybe think about it a little bit. Yeah.
The food was fine. Everything was fine. The train was spectacular. And Princess was great. That's Princess. I did not hear many complaints at all. And usually you get some because there's a lot of things that go into the total package. So people going on the trip again with other people they know, a great camaraderie, and things went well. However, we got home at Thursday night at about midnight, okay? I wake up Friday. Guess what?
What?
I got that chest congestion.
Oh, no.
However, this time, the doctor immediately takes care of me. He knows this is the ninth trip. And out of the nine trips, I've come home with this congestion in my chest and whatever. Eight times. It was just the last time that it didn't. However, because I caught it early, Saturday morning, hey, the doc says, here's what you need. Got it, so I'm on the better side.
Yeah, Jeannie asked me yesterday, do you think Sandy's going to be sick?
Yeah, that's the over and under, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
So what did you guys do while I was gone? Anything exciting happen? I tried to keep track of, as best we could, of what's going on in the national scene. It's tough, but I devoted at least an hour a day during the time.
Well, I know you'll be excited, Sandy. I'm sure you missed it, but I DVR'd it for you. I can send you the file. The Bachelorette premiered
Whoa.
Last Monday.
Oh,
really?
I'm sure he cares, Joel.
Oh, man. The Bachelorette premiered. I missed it?
In the very first hour, one of the first guys there, Hannah finds out, has a girlfriend back home. So she sends him on his way well before the rose ceremony.
Well, I'm glad you informed me of that. I would not want to be left out.
Did you take notes?
Now, Tony had great news while I was gone. His son, the rough and tough Nicky, he got some kind of
accepted in the accelerated learning program for science.
For science?
Yeah,
for
next year.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so he'll by the time he's a senior, he'll have some be able to take courses towards college.
Very nice here. Yeah. Very nice, Nick.
I'm proud of him.
Good, you should be. Yeah, and I've had no email. I want to, first of all, apologize to anybody that emailed me for the last 3 weeks. Yeah, it wasn't purposeful. I guess there was a corporate problem.
Yes.
I wasn't here, and all the email went down. Okay, so everybody had to get a new password. Here's the problem I had. In order to get a new password, you have to list your existing password and then put in the new one and the new one again, okay? It wouldn't take my existing password. And so for almost 3 weeks, I have not had nor have I sent any emails. So if you sent me something about, look out, your hair's on fire 2 weeks ago, it's too late. But I intend to this afternoon, as soon as I get home, I will go through it. And make sure that I'm caught up as best I can. I like to reply when I can. But that's that. Imagine no email for almost 3 weeks. Some would see that as a dream. However, I knew I'd have to catch up at some time.
Yeah, I knew that there was a problem, but luckily for me, I had to change my password anyway. Mine was due, and I always ask engineering to help out because I'm not the most tech-savvy person.
Well, here's the problem I have now. Tim helped me. Tim is much more savvy than I am, and he found a way around it so that I could get it. However, because it was Tim, I couldn't put my usual rude passwords in there.
You have to wait for the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing negative about anything. It's Pollyanna, like, isn't it a beautiful day, or something like that.
Technology right now is driving me crazy. We bought Nick a PS4 for Christmas.
Okay.
It already is broke. Will not turn on. We cannot figure out what the heck happened.
Didn't that happen to Jeannie, too?
Yeah, that was a virus. It still hasn't returned to normal.
I'm sure modern medicine will come up with something.
Hopefully someday.
Christmas. This was only five months ago. 5 months ago.
Yeah. He said it asked to do an update, and after it did the update, it shut off and cannot get it to power back on.
You know what I found? I found that we spend more time repairing or trying to get something to work in our electronics than we do using them.
Is it because they release this stuff before it's really
ready? Yeah, they let you do the R&D.
Oh.
Yes.
What you want to do, have you tried to take the back out and make sure it's fully connected? Turn it on through the system, through the controller,
I see a technical bit of advice being exchanged here on the show.
The only thing I knew is I was ready to take a hammer to it.
I know, yeah. I'm sure you were.
It happened to me. My suggestion would be a hammer, and maybe the car driving over it would help. All right, when we come back, I think we've got something you're interested in talking about. Otherwise, I'll go back on vacation. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Do you know how many trees I've seen in the last 3 weeks? How many trees there are in Canada? There's a lot of trees in Canada. And in the Pacific Northwest, too. You see all these trees, and then you hear about the tree planting things going on. Yes, we planted 22 trees. And then you go there and for hundreds of miles, trees. Everywhere you go is trees. But it was a very, very, very nice trip.
The pictures looked amazing.
Relaxing, yeah. The pictures are fun. We try and do fun things, taking pictures of the food. And Dan Neverth, if you're wondering, there was a word written.
Yes, a lot of people are wondering.
All right, tell them the setup on
this. All right, the first time I saw it, you see this picture of Danny Neverth, and he's holding a dessert plate. And written, it says jerk on it. So we're all wondering what that was all about because it appeared on several other pictures.
I'm going to unwrap the mystery so you'll know right now. Dan got a dessert that had like confectionery beads in it, you know, little pebbles. And being Dan Neverth, he gets bored, and before he could finish his dessert, he had taken the little round BB-type things and made the word jerk out of them. Then when the waiter come to see if he wanted any coffee, he accused the kitchen staff of trying to kill him, of not liking him, calling him a jerk. And of course, you're in another country, even though it may be Canada. It's still another country, and not everybody knows your sense of humor. And he kept doing that. Now, any dessert he got that he could finagle into the word jerk, he did it. And that's life traveling with Dan Neverth.
So now, I thought you had arranged it.
No,
I thought
you had
slipped a 20 into somebody. So here, do this on every plate he orders.
Nope, he did it himself. He's the entertainer. There's no question about that. He knows how to work a crowd. But every once in a while, you lift an eyebrow and go, "Well, this will be fun, won't it?" But it was fun. It's always great traveling with him. Our next trip is in the fall, starting in Norway. We'll see what kind of problems we can have with Norway. All right, let's see. Oh, gee, I see what I missed. The fabulous cash code's back. You know, I was yearning to come back just to be able to do it because the excitement of doing that cash code word is beyond. Look, my nipples are hard. Did you see it?
Can you cover up,
please? They started getting hard in Calgary. That's how excited I was to come back to work. Now, it says PlayStation, Tony, will warranty it, and they'll even send a box.
Oh, good, because I just threw the box out like 4 days before it
happened.
Did
you really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, we don't need this anymore. Well, guess what?
And here's this says, Beamer, turn in your man card immediately. That's because you tried to brownie up, like Tony did, too. To the fact that I was back.
Oh, I thought they were saying because of the Bachelorette comment.
Oh,
I
think that's what you think for. That's it? Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll take that one. You know, I get comments about you guys when I'm on vacation. They like both of you, and they you have different people that bring up different things. One of the things brought up about you, Beamer, is, and I love this quote, I bet he uses a lot of energy drinks. And they see you, Tony, for what you are, a good father, because of the things you do with your kids. And it's brought up at during these trips, people bringing it up.
Well, that's
plus,
nice.
Plus people who either know you or know somebody who did know you when you were growing up in Buffalo.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, that's the part where our felonies involved.
I think
have to check that out.
I think with Tony, you just have to talk to him for 5 minutes or look at his Facebook page, and you know how much his children mean to him.
Yeah, so it's there, so it's nice. It's nice to be recognized like that on the road.
That is nice.
On the road again. Okay, what do we got here?
Did Devereth remember that it was his son's birthday while he was away?
No, it was Nevereth's birthday.
Yeah, and then Danny Jr., I think, was a few days after.
Danny Jr. as well.
A week after, something like that. They're,
didn't know
they're
that.
Close by, yeah.
Well, no, his birthday got a cake. His birthday got a song. He didn't even mention his son, Dan Jr.
That is a shame.
You would think he would. I know Dan Jr., during any emergency when they're having, you know, a press conference, he mentions that he's Dan Jr. and not Dan Sr., so that we'll know we're in good hands.
I think he's trying to separate himself.
Yeah, when he starts eating desserts that say jerk on them, then it's like going to grade school again.
It's classic Nevereth.
It is, but it's fun. It's fun. All right, here's what's going on. Marijuana is going on. And, yes, there's something going on that we thought would already be accomplished, but it hasn't. And that we already have, in New York State, we have medical marijuana. We have that, and that's being sorted out and in use as we speak today. But recreational marijuana, well, that's another story. We thought that would already be there. You know, it's just that, hey, I would like some recreational marijuana. Well, there's a bill that Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples said would work very nicely. Now, the way some law enforcement agencies don't agree, okay? Now, say the cop pulls you over because you got a busted taillight or your license plate has expired or anything like that, okay? You open the window of your car, and the cop immediately smells marijuana. You know, I guess I could never be a cop. I have no sense of smell. It's gone. I can't smell anything. All right. So if the cop asks you to open the window and you open the window and marijuana smoke wafts right through the opening there, that now under current law is a justifiable reason to search your car. Okay. It is a proper cause to ask you to step out of the car, check the car for things like that. So that's the way it is now. Car gets stopped, you for something else, you open the window, marijuana comes out, and now they have a right to search your car because they can smell it. And oftentimes, they will find more marijuana. Now, it might be, pardon me, got a tickle in my throat, it's driving me nuts today. It might be a small amount. It might be, I saw on the news the other day, 200 pounds. 200 pounds. The size of a human being, a large human being, was discovered. Sometimes they discover through their search different things that lead to other crimes. Now, what Crystal wants is this. Okay, same scenario. Your taillight is broken. Car pulls you over. Cop asks you to put the window down. The smell of marijuana wafts out. That would no longer be a justifiable cause to search the car. In other words, the cops would not have a right to do it. And if they did it without cause, it would not stand up in court. And basically, when we come back, we want to know from you if you think that's a good idea or bad. One of the things they're trying to tie into it, oh man, a little tickly on the throaty, tie into it is a racial aspect. We'll talk about that too on News Radio 930 WBEN. My traveling companion, fresh off his grueling 4-hour weekly chore of being on another radio station, is now on line one. His name is Dan Neverth. Hello there, Dan.
Well, good morning, Sandy, and I'm just coming back from my 3-hour radio program, an award-winning program, I might add. And then I tune in, and I have to call and defend myself.
Defend yourself? You mean the jerk syndrome?
Okay, the jerk syndrome. First of all, I did it as a little joke, okay? But I got to say that one of the waiters who had a very good sense of humor, okay, after I complained about it, I said, look what they've written on my plate. And it said the word jerk.
Jerk.
Out of chocolate, okay?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, they know your last name.
That was good. Yeah, he was right. And you kept doing it. We kept posting those pictures. You know, the pictures that we posted for the trip were got 85,000 hits. And they're still getting it.
Wow. Well, you know, some people, I saw some of the results of the people saying it. Some people thought it was real, and they said that was awful that they would do that to Dan.
Yeah. Now, did you get the same feeling I did with the group that we took on vacation this time? They're really building some friendships while this vacation is going. They seem to get along especially well with each other.
That's right. And I'm feeling bad because you said you had a cough drop in your mouth because you're having a little congestion.
Yeah.
Usually you just have marbles in your mouth.
Thank you, Dan. Now, are you done working for the week? Yeah, that's really tough. You ought to get a pat on the back for that.
Monday.
Monday.
I'm going to relax, and I'm going to come up with some really A material.
I bet you are. Well, it's good to talk to you again, even though I spent the last 2 weeks with you, which is 2 weeks in heaven.
I avoided you as much as I could.
Me too.
Happy belated birthday, Danny,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way.
Hey,
and
hey.
Your son had a birthday. I don't know if
your
you knew that
Your son had a birthday, and you didn't even tell us it was Dan Jr.'s birthday.
What?
We knew it was yours.
Birthday. When it was my birthday, oh, we're going to have something special for Dan. Oh, we're going to have a cake for Dan with a candle in it. We're going to have the waiters sing happy birthday.
You did.
Bring out a cake.
Yes.
I don't like chocolate.
Oh, well.
What?
How about that? These Canadian people trying to make us feel welcome, and he doesn't even show appreciation. Dan.
That's rude.
So do you know how old Dan Jr. is?
I have no idea.
I didn't think so.
Yes. So this is interesting. One thing, okay? When it was traditional in South Buffalo, when you got married, your aunts would go to a calendar and they would write on the calendar.
Oh, yeah, 9 months.
We're married.
Yeah.
And they would roll the calendar over, and 9 months later, they would write another date. And if a child occurred before those 9 months, they would all go, oh.
That's true.
Surprise them. We went 2 years. And then Daniel Jr.
Well, that was very nice of you. And the reason the people didn't write the thing on the calendar, they only do that when they suspect you're fertile.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye, and happy birthday to Dan Jr. Goodbye. Well, we'll be back. I'll do the rest of the show without a cough drop in my mouth or Dan Neverth on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.